All right, folks, welcome back. We're going to go ahead and get started with our next panel. And they're going to discuss trends and implications in Chapter 11 cases with respect to liability management transactions. We have another distinguished panel for you this morning. To my immediate left is bankruptcy judge Chris Lopez. Judge Lopez was appointed to serve in the Southern District of Texas in August of 2019. Prior to taking the bench, Judge Lopez was a member of the Business, Finance, and Restructuring Group of Weil, Gottschall, and Manges. When in private practice, Judge Lopez focused on representations ranging from top global corporations and mega restructurings to middle market debtor and creditor representations. Next, we have Brian Herman. Brian is the co-chair of Paul Weiss's restructuring department and a member of firm management. Brian focuses his practice on a range of restructuring and bankruptcy matters for both borrower and lender clients, and he has extensive experience representing clients in complex out-of-court restructurings and complex Chapter 11 cases nationwide and across various industries, and routinely represents clients in complex litigation arising out of Chapter 11. We also have Zul Jamal, who is managing director at Moelis & Company, where he specializes in capital structure advisory for companies, creditors, and acquirers across a wide range of industries. He has 22 years of investment banking experience focusing on in-court and out-of-court recapitalization and restructuring transactions with specific expertise in Chapter 11 bankruptcies, exchange offers, consent solicitations, lender negotiations, and distress financings. Please help me welcome our panel.
Thank you very much, and thanks for hanging in there and coming this morning. I very much appreciate it. We're going to talk a little bit about liability management transactions. The term is often used when used in a pejorative tense. I think it's called creditor on creditor violence. I think there was another judge who called it an enhancement transaction. It's got a lot of words. I think what we're going to be focused on today is just really explaining what they are and really why companies would engage in them, why lenders would work with debtors with companies to engage in these types of transactions, and kind of where we think we're going and a little bit about what we're seeing. I will say from the outset, there have been a number of cases litigated, one before me, Robert Shaw, and another before Judge Isker, the Wesco case. Those cases have been litigated. My decision is on appeal, so I'm not going to say anything about that case, but I'm going to speak generally about what I'm observing in those cases. The Wesco case is currently, the parties are negotiating and are in mediation, and I think it would be improper for me to comment on it as a former mediator in the case as well. But I do think there are lessons learned from those cases, and I can talk about them generally. But I think what we're really trying to focus on is kind of the broader kind of issue about what they are, how they work, and what we're seeing. So that being said, there's certainly been a rise of liability management transactions. I think that the most famous one that I think people use as a starting point is probably J. Crew, that one started, and then you kind of see around 2020, you see CERTA, which was another major liability management transaction. Early on, there's always been a search for liquidity, and that has not changed. I think what separates liability management transactions from companies traditionally seeking liquidity is that before a company usually filed for Chapter 11, they would search and work with their financial advisors and look for sources of liquidity. And if there was availability under a revolver, sometimes they would determine, how and under what circumstances they could seek to gain additional liquidity through working with their lenders. Sometimes, I think we saw this during the oil and gas era where companies could just take the revolver, right? Take it, put it in another bank account, and then file for Chapter 11, and then use that as the liquidity to fund a Chapter 11 case. I think liability management transactions are a little bit different, where the company is working with their lenders